BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Messages of congratulations are pouring in from around the world following the election of the new Pope. Cardinal Robert Prevost has been chosen as the first American-born head of the Catholic Church, taking the name Pope Leo XIV. Thousands gathered at the Vatican to hear his first speech last night. The 69-year-old pontiff from Chicago says the church must be one that builds bridges. He also took a moment to pay tribute to his predecessor Francis. He's been speaking through a translator.
Papa che benediva.
The Pope that blessed Rome gave his blessing to the world, to the whole world, on that Easter morning. So let us follow up that blessing.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has welcomed the election of Pope Leo, describing it as a moment of global significance. He also praised the pontiff's message of peace. U.S. President Donald Trump is among political leaders who've sent messages of congratulations.
To have the Pope from the United States of America, that's a great honor. That's a great honor.
Back home, and ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says despite recent losses in by-elections in KZN, he believes the party's made significant progress in the province.
We have lost important wards of the ANC from members of the ANC who left the ANC and crossed over to the opposition and won important wards. But equally, the ANC have made strides in wards that did not belong to the ANC before. And the ANC have also been able to retain some wards.
Mbalula was speaking ahead of his meeting with the provincial leadership in Durban yesterday. He was asked about losing wards in Kwadakusa, Richmond and Mandini. He says losses are concerning, but they're hoping to see results from their intervention strategy next year.
Our intervention through the task team and reinforce the structure that was here was to do things better. The elections next year will be an important test for the ANC, how we are going to perform.
And Bold 106 says making the sex offenders register public to school principals during the hiring process could help prevent predatory behavior at schools. The party has been reacting to a commitment from Deputy President Paul Mashatile, who told Parliament he's open to the idea during the appointment of new teachers. Mashatile was responding to a question from Bosa yesterday.
I think it's something we will definitely look into. In government, when you apply, first thing that happens is you get vetted by the institutions to say, you know, are you a criminal or not, and so on. But I think we are a bit lax when it comes to schools. Now, with the problems that we're experiencing now, maybe something that we must immediately look into. I'm open to discussing this matter further.
According to the party's Roger Solomons, 19% of teachers in the country have been vetted against the National Register for Sex Offenders, leaving over 80% of educators unscreened.
We believe by empowering principals to independently vet all job applicants before appointments are made is a step in the right direction. Access to this register must be digitized, decentralized, and streamlined to ensure its effective use. So we will definitely be monitoring the issue very, very closely. And we welcome the stated support.
Conditions are fine across the province, with Durban, Maritzburg and Richards Bay warming up to 28 degrees. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.